Now, what if you're a younger woman? I'm going to ask Emily Baker to come up for just a second. And I'm going to let her look at the other side. Jill is, I'm not going to say she's an older woman. She's a more mature woman who's had more experience and some extra years, too, than Emily. And she gave a little testimony of how she came in and people worked in her lives. But really, we all know and see how she gives, like many other women do. Emily, being a young woman and not knowing everything in the world, what has it meant to you to be able to have several women in this church that have given you time, invested in you?
Honestly, there's been two things that have been really sticking out to me. And actually, even before you asked me, it's been really, like, on my mind recently. And one of them is just appreciation of family, because that's something I really struggled with for the longest time. I'm very isolated. And that's two people there that actually have really spoken out to me in that. And that's Kathy Petty and Jesse Oates. And just with both of y'all have either had, like, divided families or you've come into a new family. And that's something that really, really stuck out to me. And even though I'm not, like, crazy close, that's something that just having also a divided family, that's something where it's like, oh, that's real. Like, you don't have to be just substituted in or superficially, like, together, but that actually is real bonded love that you actually care and invest in.
Let me stop you right here for just a second. I want to hit this point. How many of you have seen Emily here a lot and had no idea that she struggled with those things? Let me tell you, God knows. And I know that there are a bunch of different women who have invested in her life, and she spent time with her. Do you notice that immediately her mind goes to two who relate to exactly the same struggle she's having? There's no coincidence in that. That's how God works. He's brought people into her life for what she needs. And there's more too, but go ahead and finish. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. And then the second part was how to love my mom better, actually. And that would be Carmen and Lisa. Because with Lisa, at least, like, there's just incredible gentleness, and that's something that is very hard for me to relate to with my mom, at least. Just, my mom's a single mom.
I believe
mom.
That's a gift of the Spirit.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and my mom's, like, a single mom and all that, and so she works a lot harder than other people have to, and she does my dad's job, which is just being really strict. And so that's something that actually, like, struck out to me as actually, like, one of God's qualities, where it's like, oh, God's gentle. Like, God's not just crazy strict. Like, I always thought for the longest time that God was going to strike me down, like, a lot. But thank you, Lisa, for showing me otherwise. And for Carmen, just her strength, actually, just for the amount that she's gone through, and that women can be strong, too, as mothers. And they've all shown me how to love my mother better, because she's just been through a lot, and she does the very best that she can. But that's something that I did not actually see that before I met them. I just kind of took that for granted, and I also held that against her. It was like, oh, why are you not here? Why aren't you doing this? Or why aren't you doing that? Because that's what you're supposed to do. And it's like, they all showed me, like, no, this is what she is doing, and look how insurmountable that is. And all of that together has helped me love my mom better, but also love my brothers better. Like, obviously, I'm not a mother, but my brothers also have a divided family, and so it helps me love them when she's busy. So.
Well, Emily, thank you very much. There's a ton in what you said right there.
Sorry.
And I appreciate that. I'm going to let you sit down so I don't embarrass you while I talk a minute for about what you've said also. But isn't it a miracle? Where you've got someone who is seeing the fruits of the Spirit, and they're seeing the reality of what God does. You know what God's will for her is to have her heart conformed to the image of Christ. You know, everybody had the Old Testament and read it, but there was blinders, the Bible says, before their eyes. Christ came and died on the cross and loved us, and all of a sudden the blinders were taken off. Well, that's really what these women have done in her life. She had that Bible, and she sat in there and listened to the sermons and things like that, but then she had someone come and be gentle in front of her, and she saw what that meant. You heard her say, I saw. That's the key. And look what God has done in her life. And those of you who are around her know that Emily is not the same person she was a couple of years ago. Her heart has grown and exploded, and that love of Christ has come through, and she knows Christ in a different way. And I'm telling you, she would not do that if those women would not have taught her and trained her how to live and how to love.